Monsieur Kabuga was brought into the courtroom in a wheelchair. He was wearing a three-piece suit, very well turned out. He followed the proceedings but did not speak at any time, other than to tell his defense lawyer that he could hear the translation of the court proceeding. He looked frail, and the defense lawyers were saying that this is a man who is psychologically and mentally very frail and is finding the process very tiring. They said that one of the problems when they read the indictments to him was that he was tired. It was difficult for him to follow it.
Tell us a little bit about that. This was his first appearance, but what was this hearing actually about?
It was a pre-trial hearing just to ascertain where it is now with investigations into the prosecution, what the prosecution is looking at, and to see where it is with witnesses, to make sure also that Monsieur Kabuga knows what is going to be happening in the months ahead. And the question that the presiding judge put to Monsieur Kabuga was, do you understand these seven counts that you are charged with? Those are five relating to genocide and two relating to crimes against humanity. And Mr. Kabuga's lawyer said he understood them and he knew some of them, at which stage the judge said, okay, well, we are now going to read you the indictment. And that took 1 hour and 10 minutes for this indictment to be read. And the main point of it was, through it all, that they found on every count that Mr. Kabuga could have used his power, his influence, and his position of authority to prevent broadcasts against the Tutsis, to prevent attacks against Tutsis, but that he failed not only to stop these broadcasts, but he failed to report to police what was being done, what people were being asked to do against Tutsis. And through this, he failed to stop the killing, harming, and mistreatment of Tutsis.
Did he enter a plea?
No, he didn't. His lawyer said that he would not be speaking, and therefore the court registered a plea of not guilty.
And so where does this case go from here?
Now we are looking at the prosecution getting everything together, getting witness statements again, making sure of witness protection. Presiding judge did, however, make a point of saying to both the prosecution and the defense that he expects this case to be dealt with speedily, because he's seen too many of these types of cases take too long to come to court.
His victims and victim survivors have waited a very long time to see any sort of justice, and he's 85 years old, so I'm sure that also is potentially playing a role in why the judge wants this to be expeditious.
Oh, indeed. Let's not forget that it was a 26-year-long manhunt for Monsieur Kabuga, so age, as well as how long it's taken, and the fact that some of these UN tribunals, particularly that came up in court, they're really having trouble finding the funding to be able to continue these prosecutions. So they really do realize that it's difficult to get these prosecutions and it's difficult to get the support they need, given that it's so long since the genocide took place and that some countries are not giving as much money to the UN for this as they used to.